That's DJ Joyrider, Nika here in the studio, and I'm talking to Vic, who's one of the founding members of the CCC. And Vic, please tell us about maybe your origins, sort of your first contact with computers, how you got into the whole thing. It must have been 1982 or no, perhaps even earlier.
Well, getting into the topic was probably earlier, because I was interested in electric current and electronics later on, from the beginning. I would say, as long as I can remember, I was interested in electronics and in math and all, let's say sciences as a whole. And well, the computers came up in the let's say in the late 70s. The personal computers came up in the late 70s, beginning of 80s. And I didn't have the money to buy one, so my only choice was soldering stuff together and hope for the best.
And you come from Hamburg, so you were, as I already said, you were one of the founding members together with Wow Holland, I think.
The foundation of the Chaos Computer Club has to be distinguished between the Chaos Computer Club as a name and the Chaos Computer Club as a registered club. It existed before it was registered, and I think the Chaos Computer Club was born when Wow Holland said it first in Berlin on a session of the Tageszeitung magazine, the board of the Tageszeitung. Somewhere they had a meeting or something, and he said, "Well, its name should be Chaos Computer Club." And I think that was the hour where the Chaos Computer Club was born. That was before I joined it, but a very short time after that, when I met Wow in Hamburg, I subscribed to the ideas which were born in those days.
And over the time, do you think there have been changes? I mean, did you notice that you personally have changed in your relation to the club, or do you think that the CCC has changed in any way, for bad or worse?
Well, I mean,
You don't have to answer that.
The only thing that's for sure is the change. So, of course, everything's changed. I mean, we didn't have, I mean, many of you might not remember it, but it was the pre-internet era. So we didn't even have internet. We had to, we could maybe use or, if you want to say, abuse the commercial networks which have been in place, like the packet switched, the early packet switched networks, and we have used them, but it was really far away from being connected like you can experience on this camp today. So we didn't have a global network like you can, for example, with URLs and stuff like that. It was a very heterogeneous environment there, and you needed gateways between any and all networks. So it was really like it was a mess, basically.
I think it's always very interesting to hear that, you know, for an acoustic coupler, I don't know what that's called in English, you could go to jail almost because the Deutsche Bundespost didn't allow it.
Yeah, in the early days, the regulation said that you were not allowed to connect anything to the telephone network, either acoustically or even worse, electrically. So that was highly prohibited, and you could be jailed for it. And today, I mean, today any employer asks you to do so. So I think the society has changed. And maybe we are not completely unguilty of that.
And what would you say would be the most important role a club like the CCC has in, or should have in, trying to change or have an influence on society? I mean, you mentioned curiosity as a hacker, of course, but do you think there's ways of politically influencing the way society works?
Well, I mean, each individual influences society, basically, and I don't really know the role of the CCC in the society building process. If you know, tell me. it's one of the biggest question marks when I go to sleep at night and when I wake up in the morning. So if anyone knows the answer, please don't hesitate to call me.
Maybe it's always best to still strive for finding out. It's the best way. One final last question. I mean, coming back to your work down in Baghdad, what would you say the results of, you know, the mission, what had come out of it? Were you satisfied? I mean, did you have a feeling that you achieved sort of what you, with your CCC work, also want to achieve, you know, work for the truth and everything? Are you satisfied with that, or do you still miss something?
Well, that is really difficult to answer, because there is many layers of answers. First of all, one of the answers is a question again: what is the truth? I mean, there is different layers of truth. There is an intelligence truth. There is a political truth. There is a, let's say, a truth on the ground, and all of them have common elements. But you will never get them all together into one truth. So that question is really difficult to answer.
Okay, I didn't want to push you to something. Well, that's it for now, and yeah, thank you very much, Vic, for coming in. And we'll continue with our program now, with some music. Again, DJ Joyrider.
Oh, really looking forward.
Up. Think positively. Exercise, fresh air, plenty of roughage. And stop taking heroin. Yes, well, I think that has to be very much a factor in the new you.
Thank you. on the lot. This is Radio Sub Ether on 88.3 FM. You're listening to the mix of DJ Joyrider. And I have to announce that at midnight in the Hack Center, there is going to be this demo scene lecture of Pandur and Dip Switch, which will be pretty interesting to learn things about graphics programming. And it will be some relaxing to see the nicest demos on PC and C64 and Amiga. So come over and join in the Hack Center, the lecture of the demo scene, or stay on with the tracks of DJ Joyrider.
ravage the land, so too they learn to draw new life from the sun. Today, once more, they will replenish themselves, cheat death again, through the power of their source, their treasure, their fate, the dark crystal.
That's what touches all of us. that's what touches all of us. White, 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 white.